I feel comfortable being that this is a doom song to bring it down here. I don't think we're getting anything exciting happening in the last 8 seconds of the song. So I can just fade it here, bring it down a little bit. Feel good about that.
Yeah.
Let's go over what you just heard. That was some Absorb off of their latest record called Smog. Smog. What am I saying? I'm really having a problem today. This is concerning. You know what? I'm not going to pay any attention to it. If you like your herons and things, you're gonna like yourself some Absorb from Hamilton, Ontario. I mean, all I'm saying is I wrote to them already to ask for this record so I could play it on my show and chart it here at the station.
Yeah, we got
to
talk about that. I'm going to take a second here. Eric, come on, man. Come on. I know you're in like three bands. You know, life's busy. Come on, dude. Check your, you know, on your Instagram where it says like requests. Make sure you check that. That's a rookie mistake. I'm just kidding, dude. I love you, but check your DMs so this guy can play your band. That was Absorb, man. They're from Hamilton. They're super wormy, super good live. We played a show with them with the next band you're about to play, actually, in Windsor, and they only had one guitar player, and instead of sounding just the same with less, they sounded different in like just an awesome way. They just adapted. They're just good musicians, good people. They know what they're doing, and I think they, you know, that's why they got signed to Hypotheral Records, and they're kind of on the up and up right now. Good things are happening to them, and they deserve it. So yeah, man, go check out Absorb. If you see them live, it's an experience. I gotta tell you that. It's a really sick experience.
It sounds like it would be something. I mean, I think that's a really good test of a band that they can have a member be missing and still be able to pull off a show.
Dude,
that's like a true showing of how professional of a band you are.
And they just didn't even sweat it. Like, I was like, what are you going to do? They're like, we're going to play our show, man. And like, it was sick. It was awesome.
What are you talking about? What are we? We're just going to play the show.
It was really good, dude.
Before that, I heard some Loser with a cover of The Perfect Drug from Nine Inch Nails, of course, as you all know from here on this show. What can you tell us about them?
I just kind of got turned on to them recently. They do this, I can't really describe it, but like, I want to say like this glitchy sort of deathcore thing that's been going on, and they do it really well. So that's the one band I'm going to latch on to when it comes to that. And they're super cool people. They're playing a charity show with us in December in Hamilton that's yet to be announced. Yeah, man, they pack a punch. They're nice. They're nice people, but also like really, their humor is really dark and funny, which is kind of my vibe. But yeah, man, so I latched on to that. And then before that were the legends in Ivy Gardens who came here and played, and they're playing again October 25th at Piranha Bar. And yeah, that was off their album. I think it's called Goon.
Off of Goon. Yeah,
and that was Stoic. Super cool dudes. We like them a lot. They're tour dogs. They're road dogs. They just cram into a van, eat a bunch of Cheetos, and play as many shows as possible.
Seems to be a right. Yeah,
and then they crash on my house so I can shower them.
Guys, immediately you need to go take a shower, and then we can talk after that.
Pretty much, man.
If you could do just one joint one, that would be great. We can then all talk.
No one wants to see that. No offense, boys. Love you.
Just all clean up at once, and then we can just address everything. And then before that was the Good Depression, we talked about them a little bit.
Also, Blake Louis Prince was on that track. Yeah. He's from Teeth. He's a Hamilton legend, so that was cool. Cool of him to jump in on that.
And then Tarbox was before that, starting everything off with Unclear, which is a single off of, I believe. Do you know if that's going to be a part of a full length? Or
I know that's an EP. We talked about it at shows after a couple beers, so it's a little hazy, but I think they got a full length coming up, and they're really excited about it. They play a lot of new songs live, so if you want to hear what that sound's going to sound like, November 16th at Turbo, they'll be playing a lot of that. And they're headlining, so they got like 45 minutes, so yeah, man, that'll be cool.
Now that Turbo and Piranha are the last two places, it's kind of it's both very easy because it's like, well, there's only two places a show could be, but at the same point, like, that's very depressing. There's only two places a show could
be. A couple more, like Lesko's cool,
Rates
is cool.
That's true.
But yeah, man, make sure you go, and like I always say, if you go to venues, one less beer, one more t-shirt, you know. That's pretty much the cost. If you see a band, go support bands, because gas is expensive, everything's expensive, and people that are doing it, they really care. Like, you could tell, like, the level of music in this town is like really high.
Yeah,
like, people spend a lot of money for their art to be good. So if you pay like $20 for a show, it's, the standard's really high.
Yeah,
so $20 is not like it's gonna be a bad time, man.
And the thing that I will also jump in here and tell you to go to more shows, because if you go to less shows, then less bands are gonna show up here. That is a sensible thing for them to do. If they can't make money in a place, they don't usually go there. And that's kind of where we are right now. So please go see things and give bands your money.
Yeah, just, pretty much.
Just hand them money. Just
you know, or yeah, I don't know, man. Just make an effort. Like this, it got all taken away during COVID, and then we came back, and there was a crazy boom, and yeah. You couldn't even find a venue to play in because they were so booked.
Yeah, really.
And then life got really expensive, and it's not happening anymore, and people aren't going out. And I totally understand that you're not going out because life is expensive.
Yep.
But if you can, try to make it into your budget, because it means the world to bands that are there, and buying merch is the only way the bands can actually like survive and go back home and not have like a credit card bill.
And in theory, this will, in theory, the higher prices will, you know, be tempered a bit in theory. I don't know about in practice if that's going to happen. You know, greedflation being what it is. But you know, then once the prices go back down, then you can go see bands, you know, and that if they're not coming here, you won't be able to see them.
Right.
So
technically it's an investment.
Yeah, exactly.
Invest
technically
today.
It's an investment.
Exactly.
See, if we, as your financial advisors here, Carl and I are telling you.
Yeah, people in bands are giving you financial advice. You're in trouble, man. Don't listen to us. Well, listen to us
playing
other bands.
Yes.
Don't listen to what we got to say.
Listen to only this particular portion of financial advice from the two of us. Anyway, we've only got a couple. I can't possibly fit this song in here in the time. So here's what we're going to do. Here's everyone. Here's the plan for the show. We're going to play. I'm going to play the news and the ID, and then we're going to come back here and we're going to play you some more music. That's the plan for what we have going here. I know you're very confused and you're concerned, but don't worry. Don't worry. We're going to get you through this. All right. We're going to help you out and everything is going to be fine. So keep it locked. Right. And we'll be back. Calm down. Just don't get all jumpy. All right. We're going to help you out here. Play some news. And then you'll be back, and we'll be back, and you'll get to hear some more music. Okay? Good. All right.
I promise.
Keep it locked. CJLO, 1690 AM. Just endure this. Just a little bit.